Lexington's minor league baseball team, the Legends, had a problem. A basketball court behind their stadium's first baseline wasn't getting much use, but they weren't sure what they could replace it with. To solicit ideas, spokeswoman Rebecca Barnes said they asked freshmen at Lexington's STEAM Academy to come up with suggestions and pitch them Shark Tank style.
Well, we really just wanted to figure out a great way to involve our students in community projects, and what better way to invite them out to the ballpark and come up with a way that they can give back as well as highlight what they do in the community.
30 teams of students worked on plans for the space over the fall semester. They used Google SketchUp to create 3D models of what they wanted to build, while conducting detailed research on the materials they would need, how much their project would cost, and what would attract visitors. Student Savannah Hayden says the process was quite involved.
You have to basically start with nothing but just little ideas of things you might be fun. And from there on, you just had to work really, really hard to get it all together and make it how you like it.
Last week, 8 of those teams had the opportunity to present these ideas before the Stash Tank, named for the Legends' well-groomed mascot. Judges from the team, city government, and local businesses heard a variety of pitches. These included plans for a climbing wall, a teenage hangout and gaming space, or, in the case of student Zachary Eichner's group, a 2-story lounge with a glass wall facing the field.
Some of the other spaces take away, I think, a little bit from the fact that you are at a Legends game and you're paying to be at a Legends game. So we tried to make sure that the entire time you were in our space, you still knew in the front of your mind you were at the Legends baseball game.
As in Shark Tank, the judges scrutinized each project carefully, asking about elements that are ambiguous or unclear.
If I'm watching a ball game and I see this building and I don't know what it's for, are you expecting people just to be curious because they see a building, or how does the word get out? How do you market that that's what that space is for?
We're not entirely sure, but...
Unlike the television show, however, marketing director Ty Cobb says the goal isn't to poke holes in the proposals, but rather to refine them.
We have the ability to do whatever we want here, and when we say that, we mean it. We can take these ideas, as outlandish as they are, and they weren't, and we can put pen to paper and then put, you know, hands to work and actually build them.
STEAM Academy director Tina Stevenson says Stash Tank synergizes well with the kind of project-based learning that students carry out in the classroom, and the back-and-forth exchange with the judges helps emphasize real-life constraints, such as cost and feasibility.
They are learning that to run a business, start a business, to even develop a business plan takes time. They are really making that connection between what they learn at STEAM Academy and attaching it to the real world. And so it's authentic learning.
For many students, such as Jenna Strange, the program was also a chance to learn skills that would help them in future careers.
With the return on investment in math, and it gives all of us an experience that we wouldn't have had if we didn't go to STEAM, like, it just prepares us for future things in life.
Having seen 8 proposals, the Legends will take the next couple of weeks to decide the overall winner, with the final announcement likely to come on February 1st. Director Stevenson says regardless of who wins, she's proud of all the students.
If you think about it, these are 13, 14-year-olds that, maybe 14, 15, that have ideas, that are very creative and innovative, and so, you know, sometimes we will say at STEAM, if we will get out of the way, the adults, and let students just dream and dream big, that they can come up with some pretty neat ideas, and they've proven that today.
For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.